We are back with Vancouver FC goalkeeper and captain Callum Irving. We are going to start with questions in the room.
Callum, obviously not the results that you wanted. You got out there, you made a lot of saves. Since you kept that form from 2024, what do you think was missing from the team today to really get their results?
I mean, ultimately, I think the game was won and lost in both boxes, right? I think we had two moments in our box that probably we want back on those goals. And then ultimately, I think we were getting the ball in their box a bit amount of time, but we just didn't have that kind of final pass, that kind of getting onto the end of the cross, even though I thought we had some great deliveries. And I think, you know, I watched the three games yesterday. See it in our game today too. It's the first game of the season, right? I think sharpness, I think, is lacking overall, and that's only natural. So for us, we knew that the season was going to be, you know, played over 28 games, not over the first one, right? I think last year we won our first two, and it didn't end up making a difference for us making the playoffs or not. So we're not going to get too down about losing our first one.
And then when you look at the conditions as well, and the way that that played into it, at least you can sort of have that consolation of it's massive in the team that never stopped fighting and they kept going. I hope it to maybe have that be the platform for you guys to be able to build off of and hope to get those results.
Yeah, I think definitely we have a good blend of kind of the experienced guys, but also the young guys with a bit of hunger. And we tried to instill, you know, from the top down that you have to work full game regardless of if you're, you know, winning or losing. You have to bring that energy. It's pouring rain in April, or if it's, you know, 35 degrees in the summer, you gotta bring it. And so I thought the guys really pushed right until the end. We were trying to create chances. So yeah, I'm proud of the effort, and obviously we just try and keep on ramping up the quality.
Sorry, guys, I'm just gonna slip up. I'm gonna
I guess I'll get a chance to bounce back at home again. Next week, obviously, the home forum is a big area of focus and priority. And maybe what are some things you want to see next week in terms of how you guys set the tone of the initiative, etc.?
Yeah, I think, you know, we want to come out of the gate with good pressure and kind of put the other team under it a little bit and maybe try and force some turnovers a little bit higher up the pitch. I think, you know, it's the hardest thing to do in football, score goals. And so the farther away from the goal you're winning the ball or starting your attacks, the more difficult it is, right? So I think, you know, next week, if we can, you know, put them under pressure early, win the ball back on their 18-yard box, then I think that gives us a better chance of getting an early goal and kind of easing that momentum.
When you make a, you know, in front of you, you see David Norman Jr. slot back in, you know, Alan Andrew shifts up the left back, and you know, Emmanuel, what do you make of that group of guys who return and, you know, maybe some of the growth of the younger guys as well now?
Yeah, I think the back line was solid. It's funny seeing a guy like Allen at left back. It may seem unorthodox at first, but then I think when you watch him play, it's impressive what he's able to do. He's got skill on the ball. He's got a great left foot. His service was fantastic, I thought, from the left channel. And then obviously physicality was fantastic. So it's nice seeing him there. Davey's obviously a great defender, somebody who's super committed to the cause. And Taylor's young and up and coming, but he's got a great mentality, a lot of quality, and I think he really also showed, you know, why people respect him so much in this league. So yeah, I was proud of those guys, and when Paris came in as well, you know, I think there's a lot of quality back there. And as a group defensively, I think we're going to just try and, you know, push each other.
Calvin, for a while there in the first half, we sort of had you on come on same record watch. You had six or seven early on. Something as a goalkeeper, do you prefer to be in a match where you're busy and there's lots to do, or is it better when, you know, your team's in the final third at the other end of the pitch? Just take us through kind of the differences between those two.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be in the beer garden watching. If I had a choice, I'm somebody who wants to be noticed as little as possible when I'm on the pitch. If at all. So, you know, if obviously football is football, things happen, you have to make saves, you have to do certain things. And so I'm always, you know, wanting to be there for my team in that regard. But I think the quieter day we can have in our own box, the happier I'll be and the happier the fans and team will be.
Sorry about that, guys. Any questions on Zoom? Thomas? Go ahead.
Hey, Callum. Sorry about the loss. It seems kind of one of the big things for your roster this season, a lot of familiarity. You, Data Luke, Alejandro Diaz all won the CPL Shield together at Pacific. I guess, how much does that, familiarity, how much do you think that's going to kind of help you guys, especially as you kind of learn to play with each other again?
Yeah, I think familiarity always helps. Naturally, you wait a long time in the off season, and then preseason comes, and it feels like it goes in a flash, right? And then all of a sudden, you're at game one, and you're trying to make it work when the points are on the line. And so I think any time that you have guys where you know what they're capable of, you know their qualities, and you can play to their best qualities, and I think that's a pro. And so I know Kuhlman very well. I know if I get him the ball on the right side, he's going to bomb up it with a lot of success. And I think we know that if we give Guerrero good service, he's going to find the back of the net. So we'll continue to try and maximize those guys' strengths.
You're a very well-known member of the CPL Goalkeepers Union. Across the pitch from you today, a 20-year-old, Adam Favela, in his first professional game. I was wondering if you maybe had a thought on his performance, or if you maybe had to exchange a few words with him after the game.
I didn't get to chat to him really too much after the game, but obviously I know how difficult the position goalkeeper is, especially for a young guy. So obviously congrats to him. Clean sheet on if it's his debut, then a clean sheet on his debut I think is impressive. And I thought he managed his box quite well, came up for some good balls, kind of, managed the tempo when he could in that regard, and made the saves that he had to. So obviously for a 20-year-old, it's encouraging. And I'm always interested in the keepers around the league. We all chat, I think, post games and whatnot, and so I'll definitely be following him and hoping for the best for him.
Awesome. Thanks, Callum.
Yeah.
You're dismissed, Callum. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Callum. Bring it dry, huh?
And finally, we have Vancouver FC head coach Akjin Gatvi. We are going to start with questions in the room here.
So, Akjin, first game of the season, not the results that you wanted, but what are some things that you've learned, some positives that you can take from this, try to improve on this in the weeks to come?
I think for me the positive were the performance of the young players. I felt that every one of them didn't show at all being kind of seized by the moment or caught up with the moment. They stepped in and they showed courage, they played forward, they tried to create possibilities for us to come back into the game. I felt the other positive was the reaction after being down a goal. I think we created a lot of opportunities coming in good positions. Maybe the final balls could have been better. Maybe the final touch could have been better. I think the other part is that I think York is a team, especially if they are they're off a goal, they're a very difficult team to play against. They do well, especially with their three central defenders that block all the passing lanes, danger areas, and then when they counter, they can be dangerous. And I thought we eliminated a lot of the chances of counterattacks because of our counterpass and our organization behind the ball. In principle, I think it should be a 0-0 game or a draw. So two moments of bad mistakes, that was the difference. And games like that, it's which team is going to make the first mistake, which team is going to have a player that has a really good action that can create the opening or score the goal. And that was really the difference in the game.
And last season we saw that home form was an issue for your team and really cost you a lot. First home game is a loss. How are you hoping to avoid continuing that pattern and start to really make what would be a fortress?
Well, first of all, this is a completely new team, the Ashes team. There were some returning members, but this team has a completely different attitude, different spirit, and you can see it already in the way they play. It's only going to grow and it's going to improve. I think my expectations coming in at zero, because I don't expect a team with so many new players, so many young players, to come in and immediately start beating every team in this league. I knew coming in we're going to struggle at times, we're going to lose some games, but the most important thing is to focus on the process, keep growing as a team, and trying to, with each match, go a few percent higher as a team, become more integrated as a team. And I feel that at the end we'll be good enough to compete and win a playoff spot. But these young players need minutes. And young players with minutes, they will show consistency. They'll have weak performances sometimes, but they need to constantly be thrown into the fire and let them grow. And that's really what this project is about. But I do encourage our fans that we do want to win. That's why we've signed some very good foreign players. And due to the whole complication and the problems with the visa process, they're not here. And one, of course, just arrived. There's others that hopefully will arrive next week. And I think when you integrate those foreign players with the group that we have here, we're going to have a very competitive team, because the differentiator is sometimes is a player with a composure, experience, and quality at a given moment to change the game. And we started with one player from York today, and in our situation, we missed that.
Actually, I can talk about some of your young players. I thought maybe in midfield looked very composed. Maybe your sports draft pick, your other youth sports draft pick, Goodbu comes off the bench, almost scored the worldly. So, you know, how important is it to begin production out of those youth sports picks?
Well, I'm a big believer in youth sports because I went to UCLA as a college student and college soccer player. Nine players from UCLA played in the world, in the national team of the United States. Seven of them played multiple in the World Cup. So I do believe, I'm a big believer in youth sport. The question is, do you take the time to really scout? And we really did a good job this year scouting, looking at so many films, talking to so many players, and we were spot on. We had two really, I think, the future CPL stars. Nedi looked like he's played in professional football for many years. And Henry is so dynamic, he can create, he can score. And both of them have really improved in just a very short time. And I mean, Emmerich, Kevin coming off the bench, fantastic. So for me, that's so exciting every day to come work with that. Yes, it's not a final product yet. It can't produce win after win yet. But I do believe it's not that far away. And already we're so much further than we were last year at any given moment, even though we won some games. And sometimes we forget in sports, winning sometimes covers up a lot of cracks. And then when you lose a lot of the cracks, you can see. And we know exactly where our problems are, and we're trying to solve them with the addition of some foreign players we're bringing in, but also with the training that we are holding every day to improve that.
And in terms of the game, felt like York, especially in the second half, they start to get a lot more control on both sides of the ball. Just, you know, heading into tough match against Ottawa next week. How important is it to find ways to bring a little more control in the game, especially at home? Really big
yeah, I think the problem is that when we have, especially the first and second half, when we have the ball in our team, sometimes we're too eager to go forward and we lose the ball too quickly and then create those transitional moments. I think we can show more composure. And first half, we had Ball on one side and TJ. They're both very kind of attacking type players. They want to go, they want to beat people. And sometimes you need to just be calmer and pick your moments better. And I do believe that's where some of the younger players, as they're coming in, they're different profiles, and some of the foreigners we're bringing on, more experience at different profiles. And I think we'll improve in that part.
You mentioned that you've got some attacking players on the way, but you do have two historically the best goal scorers in CPL. Both of them, you know, getting starts today. What do you think you need to do to increase that chemistry, get more out of them? Because obviously they have talent to put the ball in the back of the net.
I think they're both more finishers than the creators, so they need the supply of balls put in front of them in the danger area for them to score. The question has always been in the preseason, we saw it already, can the two of them play together? And I've waited. They haven't really answered that, and today we saw it wasn't good enough. The two of them have to play better together. At the same time, sometimes strikers need confidence. I think everybody saw the penalty against Kevin, and that can change the game. That's 100% foul from our view. And I also think that if that is called, Diaz takes the penalty, it's 1-0, Kevin gets confidence, Diaz gets confidence, and maybe they play a different game. And I do believe Taryn had a difficult year last year with injuries, so he needs time. I trust him. I'm going to give him the time to get his form back. And I think he is a better version of himself than last year. Even though he scored 10 last year, I think off the ball he's stronger, he's more explosive, he's more involved in the game. And today he was unlucky enough to score on that long shot. But I think he's going to have a good season.
And then at the other end, the three guys, Sunday Marble Jr. was in and out of the team a little bit last year. Alan Emu played a lot of center back, but he was out at the fullback, a different role than we've seen. I guess your thoughts on the defensive next?
Yeah, well, in the preseason, both Dave and Paris went through some injuries. They were in and out of the preparation. And it was a question of you start one and the other sit or vice versa. And building up to this game, the more fit and more informed. And then Alan can play all positions in the back. I think the speed and the athleticism he brings in, he covers whatever mistakes anybody makes most of the time, even though he made a mistake on the second goal. But, I mean, also he's a very young player. I mean, he looks like a beast, but he's only 20 years old. So, and for a central defender, that's quite young. But he started his career as a left back, so that's actually a more natural position. And he looks quite comfortable there. And then someone that can run 9 points, I think 8 meters per second, but that kind of size and left foot. I mean, every coach likes to have a player like that that's 20 years old that you can invest in and develop.
Any questions on Zoom? Nope. Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next week.